in WSUT. This is Civigo. Time for one last one. An instrumental. Not Irish, but still great. Alright, hope you enjoyed. Last one from me. Extra special shout out to extra special person this time in Orange County, seems to be Pittsburgh. Alright, see you guys next week.
College stations.
Okay, y'all, so this is like totally hot back again for my hot folk out there. And so yeah, we're starting off popping. You know it, you love it, you dig it, and if you don't, you will. So yeah, like let's just get into it.
Could you, like, just picture me in a, like, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's, like, his totally blitzed. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure. Tea. nerves, like, barf me out, gag me with a spoon.
That idea to cross her mind had something to do with where to find a pair of jeans to fit her butt and where to get her toenails cut.
So, like, I go into this, like, salon place, you know, and I want, like, to get my toenails done, and the lady, like, goes, oh my god, your toenails are, like, so grody. It was, like, really embarrassing. She's like, oh my god, like, bag those toenails. I'm like, sure. She goes, I don't know if I can handle this, you know? I was, like, really embarrassed. That's gonna be really like a total bummer. I'm freaking out, I'm sure. Like, those things that like stick in your mouth are so gross. You gotta get saliva all over them. But like, I don't know, it's gonna be cool, you know. I'll buy some, like, see my smile. It'll be like really cool. Except my like teeth are like too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's like tubular, you know. Well, I'm not like really ugly or anything. It's just like, I don't know. You know me, I'm like into the like the clean stuff, like Pac-Man, and like, I don't know, like my mother like makes me do the dishes. It's like so gross, like all the stuff like sticks to the plate, and it's like somebody else's food, you know. It's like grody to the max, I'm sure. It's like really nauseating, like barf out, gag me with a spoon, gross. I am sure. Totally.
Like it.
So hope y'all dig it. Hope y'all love that. We started off with some Valley Girl hits, some bumps. But did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. So if you've got camping plans coming up, just know there might be many ways to start a fire, but there's only one sure way to put it out. So before heading into the wilderness, armed with marshmallows and hot dogs, learn to properly extinguish your campfire by following these simple steps. First, drown your embers with lots of water or dirt, then stir them with a shovel or stick, and then drown the embers again. Then, see if the fire feels cold to the back of your hand. If it doesn't, start over. By following these proper steps, you can help prevent a huge disaster. So, before you leave, remember to drown, stir, drown again, and feel. Because your fire might look out, but that doesn't mean it's out. For more information, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT. So now let's get back to it.
We'll be right back. lately, I've been thinking back to the old days. Summer passed us without a care in the world, and each day felt like a lifetime. Sometimes in life, we forget those moments don't last forever. Back in the old days, we took them for granted. But now I realize.
Mama. cost you to give it to me. And I'll do cost you to give it to me. And I'll do just you give it to me. And I'll do just you give it to me. And I'll do cost you give it to me. And I'll do.
Okay, y'all. So I was popping. This is like totally hot from 10 to 11. So if this hot stuff isn't for you, we've got other options. So we have my social security number, Epic, Wednesdays from 5 to 6 on WRCT. If you're not feeling that, then we've got A Waking Nightmare, Thursdays at 1 p.m. with Circadian Rhythms. And so, yeah, I've got options if this is not your vibe. But anyways, let's get back to it again. We'll be right back.
I'm saying? Each one teach one.
Anyways, y'all, it's heating up over here, so getting like totally hot. But anyways, Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign, animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So yeah, we're getting back into it. Love this jam, so buckle up, y'all.
when I rise in the morning. I wanna feel the sun on my skin. I need music in my heart, and I gotta feel good. Just hear you go by.
Yeah.
Anyways, y'all, that's all we got. That was, yeah, the last track. So, yeah, tune in next week, like Totally Hot on WRCT Pittsburgh. And yeah.
Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are. The